Hi, I'm Austin.
I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
And this is Amazeballs. It's happened.
Yeah.
There's so much Sandler in the world that it's crossed over episodes and podcasts to Amazeballs.
It's summer in Amaze. Summer.
Summer balls.
Summer balls.
Just say it, Josh. Summer balls.
Summer of SNL.
Summer of Sandler's balls. We watched SNL tonight. What's your history with SNL, Josh?
Absolutely none.
Wow.
I'm aware that it exists, but I think I've seen a single skit.
Until today.
SNL until today.
That blows me away.
Maybe like one in passing, but I can't remember. It's not something I watched.
Sure. This was a staple in my house on Saturday nights.
Yeah, a nighttime thing, right?
Oh, Saturday. Like 9 p.m. Yeah, Saturday? Yeah,
I guess it's in the title. Right? Yeah. I guess it was doing, okay.
like one night. Was it pre-recorded?
I guess I was doing other things on Saturday night.
I know you were too much of a social butterfly to be at home watching SNL.
What's the thing though? If I was home, you think I'd be watching SNL? But no.
Yeah, Justin, was this on in your house?
Yeah, we watched SNL periodically.
In the early to mid 90s, it was a battle between this and Mad TV.
I never watched much Mad TV.
For a while, my dad's house switched to Mad TV, and my mom's was on SNL. But you know what? Even if you missed an SNL, Comedy Central syndicated it right away, it felt like. Mm-hmm. It's been on for 20, 30 years already in the 90s.
Still going.
And you would just see SNL playing late night on Comedy Central from other decades. And back then, they would include the musical acts.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, if you find a lot of old SNL streaming, they cut the music acts for like streaming rights and everything. Because music's very touchy on streaming services.
Sure.
So if you can find a good open seas version of SNL out there, it is a gold mine of performances of like musicians from that time. It's amazing. I grew up with this almost every weekend in my house, and more, being on Comedy Central. I probably saw all the clips we watched tonight live. That being said, I thought we were going into a good time.
Mm-hmm.
With Sandler?
Yeah, let's see Sandler, some Sandler origin story.
Listen to our episode on Hubie Halloween that was just posted for Summer of Sandler on Have You Seen. We mentioned that Sandler was better in short form. He might be. He might not be.
It seems like a low bar.
Yeah.
Given his movie that's been done.
watching him tonight on SNL, and
the bar can go lower.
I don't want to say we watched like the NBC curated best of Sandler clips either.
No.
We just fished out a bunch of highly rated Sandler SNL skits, or ones he was in.
We had to see a bunch of his characters.
We sure did.
Yeah.
What stuck out to you from Sandler's characters?
I think Opperman was his best bit that we saw.
Yeah.
That was far away, like, legitimately funny. You know, it kind of worked with his strengths, right?
He sings
about fuck shit and, you know, makes it work.
Current events, making it into jokes.
He did it on the news segment of SNL, Weekend Update. We also got to see him and Chris Farley in a lot of scenes together.
Yeah, because they were like, really good friends.
And what this showed to me, and I don't know, I've seen them, I've watched these clips, but the ones we watched tonight in particular showed me how good of an actor Chris Farley really was.
Yeah.
Because Adam Sandler.
And how not good of an actor.
I wasn't going to say that part out loud, but he's literally just sitting there trying not to laugh every scene.
Literally just tell that he was reading from a teleprompter, and
there was one part where he couldn't read, and he, like, leaned in.
Yeah.
But I thought that was part of the bit.
Well, Chris Farley was actually acting his ass off. We got to see him in an episode with David Duchovny, a skit. Yeah. With Chris Farley and David Duchovny, where they were both in drag. That was really fun.
Yeah.
Because if you're a fan of Twin Peaks, it harkens back to David Duchovny's character. We saw him in a skit with Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that showed? Was Jerry Seinfeld could act circles around most of the people in this room. Did you catch onto that, too? Where he was just, like, in control of the entire room? Not just because he was a teacher, but he had better chops than these guys. I mean, Chris Farley was in the back of the room, so it was hard to tell.
Yeah.
It was a room full of people, but he held his own.
We had one with George Costanza.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good skit, too.
I think that was
my favorite skit.
The Euro bit.
That one stood out. I remember that one. It's the one where they go to the Euro shop, and he asks for a little more of the juice. And it's just, it never ends. They're like, oh, you like the juice? And
but they acknowledge it, like, right when it gets too long,
it gets meta.
Part of the joke.
Yeah, and I really like that. That was, like, one of Rob Schneider's better moments on SNL.
Because
he had the copies, remember that? He worked in an office, and somebody would come in to make copies.
I don't remember
And he'd be
that.
Like, making copies. Oh, okay. And, like, he'd be like, ooh, getting coffee. And, like, that guy at work who everything you did, he'd have to be like, oh, sitting at the desk. Not as good as this one. This one had Adam Sandler in it, too. This one continued on. This had multiple parts. This Euro guys one. I remember a sequel to this where they, like, leave the Euro shop and climb a holy mountain to talk to, like, the god of the juice. And now I feel like it's a fever dream talking about it, but I'll look it up and prove it's not someday.
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe it'll just exist in here. I really like the pre-produced ones. This has always been a thing with me on SNL. I love the commercials that aren't live, that are, like, pre-recorded and edited. The gay beer.
Mm-hmm.
A+. They are summer rental, or no, they're like house sitting, and they're like, there's a pool, it's not filled. He turns one rusty valve, and like, the pool starts to fill with goo, then it's clean and pristine pool water immediately.
There's a bunch of hot guys in it.
Bunch of hot guys pop out of the pool, and it's the first beer brand that embraces gay culture. And it was so cute and positive, and like, not a joke, really, in any way. It was just very uplifting. Obviously a joke.
Yeah.
It was played for laughs, but it wasn't demeaning. It wasn't mean. That's what I'm trying to say. It wasn't punching down. They were, like, giving piggyback rides to these guys and, like, just into it. It seemed like a lot of fun. Way before Budweiser came out with their, like, drag queen campaign that all the, like, Kid Rock flipped out about and, like, shot at all those beers with an AR. Did you see that, Josh?
No.
You don't follow Kid Rock and his, like, transphobia?
No.
Leads to some interesting places.
Mm.
He shot at a bunch of beers with a machine gun because they had a drag queen promote their brand in a commercial.
Like an actual
like machine gun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was like, I ain't drinking this anymore, and bought 500 cans to shoot at. Wow. And Budweiser was like, I mean, cool.
Yeah.
Seems like a good advertising accident.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it always leads to when you burn merchandise. Yeah. Kimmy Schmidt made a great joke about that. Mm-hmm. Like, if they love us, they'll buy our stuff. And if they hate us, they'll buy our stuff to burn. any others? Any other that really stood out?
I mean, they all stood out, but not for the right reasons.
Well, I'll mention the one
that... There was his Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
That's a classic, right?
Well, yeah, because he apparently did it every year.
Every year. Led to Hubie Halloween in a way.
It got funnier. Like, it was kind of... Like, you know, how many times can he put his hands up his face and say, I'm hand face man, before you start laughing?
You know, I agree.
It gets two videos.
Yeah. So
but
you
it wore us down.
Back then, you had to sit through the first year and be like, what the fuck was that? And your kid's laughing at it. And you're
if he does it every year. Like,
and then it comes back, and your kid's been doing it for a whole year. You're like, this isn't funny. And it comes back, and you're like, ah, shit, it's funny now. And it just pisses you off in that way. I feel like Sandler does that a lot.
Yeah.
And it did. It got funnier. And I bet every year, if we watched more of them, it would be like, oh my god, I'm Pickle Arm Man with a crazy pickle for an arm.
There was like
10... Give me some candy!
I want to know how many videos of this bit they did. Yeah, there's like more than 5. If like, that's commitment.
Yeah. And we know he has commitment to the bits.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Because he's been doing it for a long ass time.
I was surprised to hear say that like, not... These characters ever showed up in any of his movies.
No. He wasn't. That was kind of surprising. There were a couple of SNL skits that got turned into movies. I don't think any of them were ever successful.
I don't think any were Sandler's either.
No.
Wayne's Night World.
At Roxbury?
Wayne's World. Is the most successful. And it was. It was funny. It was good. It held up. And that's what really kicked it off. Yeah, Night at the Roxbury. Do you remember the Stuart Smalley Saves His Family movie?
No.
You remember Stuart Smalley from SNL?
No.
He's a motivational speaker, and it would be like, I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And God darn it, people like me.
They made that into a movie?
They made that into a movie. You remember Pat?
Superstar?
Pat? Yeah, Superstar, Molly Shannon.
Was that in SNL before it was a movie?
Yes. Not a successful movie. No. You remember Pat? The character.
Vaguely.
What do you remember about Pat?
The name.
You don't remember the bit?
No.
The bit was this person was named Pat,
okay.
And no one could ever figure out their gender.
Mm. Yeah.
They made that into a movie, boys.
Mm.
There's a deep, dark hole of SNL movies that we haven't dipped our toe into.
Master of Disguise?
Was that a bit?
I don't know.
That feels like it might have been for... But that seemed more of like a Dana Carvey resurgence, but you might be right. I'm talking about direct characters.
Yeah, yeah. Like how they made Good Burger. That was a sketch in All That before it was...
I was like, SNL? No. But All That, yes. Yes. Direct. That is two movies now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the second one yet?
I have.
Is it Good Burger?
It's about what you expect for Good Burger 2.
How many flashbacks to the first movie?
Like Happy Gilmore 2.
No, it wasn't like Happy Gilmore 2.
So it gets a point for that. Yeah. Any sequel now is going to be like, does it reference the first movie for 40% of its runtime? Wow. Opperman, I mean, obviously stand out because he can sing. The songs... We played some I'd never heard, because everybody knows the Hanukkah song.
Sure.
We played that one for 8 Crazy Nights, we listened to that one. A lot of people know his, like, more well-known from his CD songs, or, I can't even think of, like, the other ones he did on SNL, but we listened to, like...
Mother's Day?
Not the ones tonight, we listened to Mother's Day, and we listened to a Valentine's Day one about his red hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of these were very good.
No.
And it made me realize that he was just new and quirky in the 90s. And that was enough.
his funny voices.
That was enough.
He was doing stuff that the other actors, I assume, weren't doing.
Because they were too timid to do? Or
he could sing and play guitar and make funny voices at the same time.
He had no shame.
Yeah.
Sure.
He was a grown man with zero shame. And that's what stood out to me as a young man with, you know, zero shame. Because as a young man, you don't have a lot of shame. And it's like, oh, here's this guy acting like my goofball friends. And, yeah.
It's his job. He's getting paid for this.
Yes.
I'm just saying this because there was a point where both me and Justin were fans of Adam Sandler. Yeah. And I think still are, in a way.
Sure.
I mean, we've...
After all we've been...
You know, he's never done anything where I'm like, you know, I can't watch anything he's done.
Mm-hmm.
He's not funny, though. I know, but in this topsy-turvy world that we live in, where heroes turn to villains every day.
He has made me laugh. We have agreed that he is probably a cool person in real life.
He hasn't turned into a villain, and that's a lot to say in today's
media culture. He's too busy going on vacation.
He officiated Taylor Swift's wedding not 2 weeks ago.
Why?
I don't know. Because he's
Hollywood royalty. I don't know.
Why would you ask Adam Sandler if she, your wedding?
I don't know.
The queen of the world, Taylor Swift? Yeah, I don't know.
If either of you were getting married, you had the option to have Adam Sandler if
she, sure.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Would you?
I guess.
You wouldn't let Adam Sandler officiate your wedding?
I mean, if he asked.
If Adam Sandler came up to you on the street. These clips were not as good as I remembered. The husband and wife one was miserable.
Yeah.
Where him and her...
That was the worst one.
Chris Farley was great.
Yeah.
And there were more of them. This was a running gag.
Yeah.
Where he sat in a chair trying to laugh as Chris Farley acted.
It was enough, right?
Oh my God.
Would sit there and say, like, I hate these people for, like, 5 minutes.
It worked for the time, but also I remember a lot of people complaining about SNL at this time and being like, it's gone off the rails, it's not funny anymore.
I think the first sketch we watched was the least funny.
Yeah.
Where he's like
the house sitter?
The house sitter.
Oh, God. I blanked that one out of my memory.
I can water your plants. I can...
Please let me water...
Let me bring in your mail.
Yeah. And
let me sleep in your bed.
Yeah. Let me live with you. You already let me sleep in your bed. And Chris Farley, of course, is doing a better job as his dad. Just being like, let him live with you. For the love of God, let my boy live with you.
Every time he started yelling, you would tell Adam Sandler was just trying to hold back laughter.
Because that was the sketch, is he would be deadpan where Chris Farley let it all loose. And Farley was so much better.
Yeah.
But Sandler was being like creepy Sandler deadpan, right?
Yeah.
He was like weird.
He couldn't help. The thing that got me was how much he could not stop himself from breaking.
He was like the Jimmy Fallon of the day. Like, cracked up in every single skit.
He could not, except for Opera Man.
Yeah.
Opera Man, he was locked
focused.
In.
Focused.
You can't break bit when you're like singing.
Every season they hire one goofball that like breaks character to be the audience and allow them in. I haven't watched SNL in a while.
Me either.
But I have watched British SNL.
Oh, okay.
It started this year.
BNL?
Huh?
Is it BNL?
No, it's still SNL. It's,
okay.
It's still on Saturday night.
It's still on Saturday. They have all the same days as we do, surprisingly.
Right.
It's not like Swithin's Day and Toffee zone, so. Day and Fog Day. It does happen 12 hours earlier there, though.
Yeah. So you get to watch SNL twice on Saturday.
If you really wanted to. The first episode was hosted by Tina Fey, and they can say fuck on TV, boys.
Oh.
So you hear a lot of that.
Should we do modern SNL for Amazeballs? Just since none of us have watched it?
I think that's a really good idea. Yeah.
We can watch an episode of SNL.
A full-ass episode. Like the most recent one to when we're recording, or maybe the one with like the most interesting
host. We could do the
host.
British one, too.
Yeah, let's compare them.
One of each.
Yeah, let's do one of each. That'll be our next Amazeballs series. Cool, I like it. I think Sandler ages better in movies, which is not something I expected.
I didn't think I would ever see. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. It's weird.
He referenced Happy Gilmore in one of the skits.
He did.
As Opperman.
Opperman, yeah.
Billy Madison. He was sitting at the desk.
Billy Madison.
I remember that because I had that VHS cover.
What did Tom Hanks win for that beat Billy Madison?
Philadelphia.
Okay.
Anything.
Forrest Gump. Anything. Billy Madison was not nominated for an opera. I guarantee it.
Uh-huh.
That was a joke through and through. He wasn't even nominated.
Yeah.
For comedy. If he was, I will do another episode featuring the best of Adam Sandler that I curate. Because tonight it was just kind of sparse. And we did a scattershot. Wanted to see a more natural approach than just the curated best of by NBC. And even trying to think back, I was like, what are some of the best of Adam Sandler? And I kind of blanked. I was like, you know, it's Opperman, it's him singing with his guitar, it's him and Chris Farley doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, says a lot about Chris Farley.
Have you seen any Chris Farley movies?
Name some?
I was kind of sad thinking about this, that we haven't done any on
Beverly Hills Ninja.
No.
Black Sheep.
No.
Tommy Boy.
No. I've never even heard of those last two.
Okay. And he didn't, I mean, he died pretty young.
He died pretty young, yeah. Okay.
He graduated from SNL with David Spade, the tall blonde guy that was in most of these skits too. And they became the comedy duo for movies together until he died, like, I'd say 5 years later. They didn't have a long run. Black Sheep, not very good. Doesn't hold up. Kind of painful to watch. Tommy Boy, a lot of fun.
And I watched Beverly Hills Ninja recently. I felt like it held up.
That's a fun one, too. Yeah. He's big fat white guy, learns kung fu.
Okay.
And learns it really well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Like, not only in the movie, but the actor studied. And so it makes for a really fun performance. The guy who played the original Liu Kang in the live-action movie is, like, his kung fu bro.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of fun. It's just a ninja romp. Yeah, so didn't hold up. If we do another Summer of Sandler Amazeballs, we'll probably do some episodes of TV shows that he was on, like sitcoms.
Yeah.
And we'll do like a sitcom Sandler.
Sandler-com.
Sandler-com.
Yeah.
Summer of Sandler-com balls.
Do we have to redefine it? Because we had a hard time defining what a sitcom.
Oh, I guarantee.
What's a sitcom with Sandler?
The ones that we've mentioned are sitcoms.
Okay. He's been in King of the Queens.
King of Queens, which was Kevin James
show.
That makes sense.
Which is a spin-off of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes. Okay.
He was the UPS driver on Everybody Loves Raymond.
I didn't know Everybody Loves Raymond had a spin-off.
Oh,
yes, it did.
Once you get into spin-offs.
9 seasons.
Yeah.
Wow.
The things that are spin-offs of other things.
How do TV execs like look at the Everybody Loves Raymond rate? It was like, that guy, the postman.
He
makes show about him.
A lot of times they did it with live audiences or audience feedback reaction, and they were like, that guy's a star.
Think he's
and when you see Kevin James, yeah, he's funny. He's full of action, and they thought he was the next Chris Farley.
They did think he was the next Chris Farley. He's not anywhere near as good as Chris Farley,
but
he's an energetic fat guy.
Yes.
Surprisingly nimble, energetic fat guy.
Yes.
Because like, Kevin James...
The Mall Cop?
Yeah.
Paul Blart? He's doing a lot of roles in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very agile.
You haven't done either of the Paul Blarts yet.
I don't want to. That's okay. I'd rather do Observe and Report with Seth Rogen.
Sure.
It's like a dark Mall Cop movie. Dark comedy. It's a little better. Paul Blart? That's like a spin-off Sandler movie. Like,
it's
we don't
bad.
Do spin-off Sandlers too often.
I figured, yeah.
One of your favorite movies is a spin-off Sandler, though.
Grandma's Boy?
Yeah. I think that's a Happy Madison.
It is a Happy Madison.
That's another list. Happy Madison
movies? Is
that the
Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausage?
No.
No.
That's Tom Green.
Yeah.
Tom Green, right.
The Canadian.
What's
the line from Grandma's Boy that I'm forgetting?
That's the guy who dresses like, oh, well, never mind, Neo from The Matrix. Who's like, he can't see me.
He can't. No, we haven't.
No, we can't reference either.
I can't believe I haven't made you watch Grandma's Boy over how many years I've known you. Because I love Grandma's Boy.
I had it on DVD, too.
I still love
Grandma's Boy. I don't know anything about that movie, apparently.
Ooh, you'll have to come up with a hypothesis of what you think it's about.
It's not starring Sandler?
Sandler's not in it, it's but it is a Happy Madison movie.
Oh, okay.
There is a list of Happy Madison movies that does Sandler's not have Sandler in.
Yeah. Why would he do that to himself?
Because it's his production company, and it's the Sandlot making their movies.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not...
We're getting into the Sandlerverse.
Right.
Like, not mainline Sandler, right. But how Loki was a TV show.
Darker remember,
time, yeah, exactly. Darker
you remember
timelines.
Happy Gilmore, where he golfed.
Yes, the golf one.
The homeless guy who was his caddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the star.
Well, not the character, just that actor.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the character.
No. Yeah.
He gives those actors their own movies a lot of the times.
Oh, yeah.
And they're pretty
I liked successful. The one with David Spade where he went on a date with the girl.
The Wrong Missy.
The Wrong Missy.
That's from like 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
3 or 4 years ago. Not bad.
I remember that one being pretty funny.
It was. Yeah, so sometimes we'll be sitting down to watch movies and we're like, ooh, a new comedy. And that fucking Happy Madison mm-hmm. ball hit the screen and we're like, what?
What?
Then you stop watching.
Right? No. No. Because we can't bring him to the podcast then. All right. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.